This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. Today we have part B of Two Roads. It's not really part B, but since I interviewed Eric Sisney and Jessica Gay yesterday from Two Roads, today we have Lisa Ennis and Jessica Alford. So I'm calling them part B of our conversation. And really, you know, we're a couple months into the new year. I think, especially for me, and I think a lot of people, when you talk about the new year, you have the New Year's resolutions and what are we doing? And by now that, you know, that lose 40 pounds thought has already dropped and, you know, some things like that. So we're just talking about health and being healthy and different ways to do that. So yesterday we talked about, you know, primary care, mental health, the focus on mind-body connection, integrated medicine. And then today we're going to talk about things like massage, one of my favorites, therapy, facials, infrared, IV therapy, all that type of thing. So again, with us is Lisa Ennis and Jessica Alford. Lisa, I'm going to start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your profession is.
Hello there. My name is Lisa Ennis, and I've been a teacher and a farmer, and now I'm a licensed massage therapist. I've gotten about 6 or 7 years of higher education to get me to where I'm at right now. And so I have a lot of experience, and what I'm interested in doing is helping people with their pain and their stress, recovery from injuries. Just about everybody I see is a licensed massage therapist comes in nowadays and they have some kind of pain that they're dealing with. Hardly anybody just comes in and says, I just need to relax. If I say, where do you feel it? Where do you feel like you're tense or where is your pain? They always have a spot, always. So I would say I'm in the pain management business right now.
Okay, I like that. So tell me about the progression from teacher, farmer, licensed massage therapist.
Mm-hmm. When I originally graduated from high school and went to college, I went to school to be a teacher, and an elementary teacher is what I always wanted to do. And I did that off and on for about 15 years. And in the middle of that, I was also married to a farmer for about 20 years. And so I was really into learning. I love learning. I love growing things. I love medicinal herbs. I use herbs in all my cooking that I do. I use essential oils. Here's kind of how I got into the massage part of it is as a farmer. I had my neck got stuck because I was always looking behind me at my wheels in my tractor to see if I was in the right spot, and my neck got stuck off to the side and I was in some serious pain. And so I went to a chiropractor, and this was clear back in like 1987, and she adjusted me and she got me straightened out and introduced me to massage and essential oils, and that was kind of the start of it. And I've been doing all of those things ever since then.
Okay, good information. Jessica, kind of the same question to you.
Yeah, so I'm Jessica Alford. I am a family nurse practitioner here at Two Roads. I practice integrative healthcare, which means to me, I kind of tried my best to blend conventional standard, gold standard medicine, along with the new and upcoming understanding of alternative medicine, supplements, and just holistic lifestyle. So hopefully we can help you, you know, not need pharmaceuticals at one point, or, you know, if we do blend both together, complementary medicine. And my interest kind of, I've always naturally been interested in creating my own, you know, homemade facials in the kitchen whenever I was a teenage girl. But then I went on to my nursing studies and started working at a local hospital. I was there for many years. But during that time, my mom actually, she developed cancer. And we went through the standard treatment. And I always just felt like there's got to be something more that we could do to offer alongside this to help her feel better. And then really looking at her picture of her autoimmune conditions that she, you know, ran through the gamut of medicines and it never really made her better. So sometimes it would make her worse. And over the years, I just felt like, gosh, surely there's something more out there that we could have done. Maybe not. And it's the healthy mental health component of, you know, dealing with life and having healthy coping skills that we talk about all the time here at Two Roads too. But I was just like, there could be something else. And so unfortunately my mom did pass, and that kind of, in my healing journey, if you will, I feel like maybe Lisa essential oils are kind of like the gateway, because that's what I got interested in. And you know, it's a lower hanging fruit. It's something just to really enjoy, and you can add it into your products, run it through your, make your health smell nicer, and just make cleaner products with it. And then that blossomed from there. I was like, well, I want to become a nurse practitioner, and with the focus of functional medicine, integrative health, and just do my best to be as healthy as possible. But I feel like if you start paying attention to the stories of practitioners and medical doctors that transition to this type of like mindset, you will usually find hurt in their background, or like health issues in their own personal life, because we're human too. We just do our best to try and be healthy and try to implement, and so we can hopefully feel our best selves.
Well, Jessica, I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm thankful that you received a gift through that, and it's a gift mm-hmm. that you're sharing. So I thank you for that. Let's go ahead and take our first break now that we've done our introductions, and we'll come back and we'll really dive into the subject. We will be right back. Welcome back to Community Connection this morning. We are speaking with Lisa Ennis and Jessica Alford. They are with Two Roads, and we are going to talk about massage therapy, facials, infrared, IV therapy. During my conversation, Jessica mentioned something about the infrared and how you are seeing some results that work really well with that. Who can address that piece?
Probably me, Jessica Alford. I actually really love talking about the sauna and infrared in particular. I think the first question about sauna is, you know, what's the difference between infrared sauna and traditional sauna? Well, traditional sauna uses a heater to heat up the area that you're in, and it can get really hot in there, up to upwards of like 190 degrees. Infrared is utilizes infrared electromagnetic field that it will send waves to you, and it actually heats your body up rather than the air around you. So it doesn't feel stuffy. It feels very clean. And this is a light or an energy, that frequency, that is very healing to the body. You can't see it, but you can feel it. And so the time that you may have actually experienced this in real life is by sitting by a fire. You can feel the energy emitted to you. And so it doesn't have the ultraviolet rays that the sun will give you that can be harmful. It's actually really for your skin. It's really healing. It can help clear out pores, debris. It's great for just obviously relaxation. And then Lisa with massage, like it can help bring circulation to the tissue, that can help get red blood cells and oxygen to the tissue to help loosen it up. Good pain relief improves skin circulation, so that it can also get you sweating for detoxification and weight loss. And so I love talking about infrared, and if people do have the time and capability to hop into an infrared sauna, it can really work wonders for you. On every week, ideally you're utilizing that each week, and longevity purposes, it helps with your cells to produce better energy and help get rid of the cells that aren't helping you anymore. So it's just really effective, and I enjoy talking about it. And so, what other questions would you think that you might have on that, Laura?
So it's real interesting. I've not heard of it. So I'm just sitting here thinking, that sounds like a very interesting thing to approach. I guess one of the things that jumps out to me when we're talking about wholeness and wellness, people often are concerned about the cost. and does insurance cover it, and what's self-pay? So can I, either of you address what does that look like?
Yes, I can follow up on that. It is an out-of-pocket expense, and typically insurance does not want to cover it. I will say you can buy a sauna for your house, and that would be a huge upfront cost, or but if you wanted to come to Two Roads, we do our best to make it as affordable as possible. And so really 15-minute session will get you great benefits, and that's $15 if you use that once per week. I mean, that's a good ROI on your money and on your time, because if you are utilizing these things up front, it's helping you get rid of the things that don't serve you. And that could be, physically speaking, things that are toxic to you that could be leading you to have chronic ailments or autoimmune conditions down the road. And so really, when I try to like show the landscape of health, you are what you put into your body, nutrition, thoughts, for better or worse, and the combination of what's still in your body that needs to come out. So a lot of people are backed up on a very basic level, constipation. A lot of people are constipated, and that's just on a basic level. Now, if we start talking on a cell level, it can get really complicated, but a lot of us have toxins that back up into the cells, and sauna is something that can help excrete that. Heavy metals, for example, are something that are excreted through sweating. And so if we are able to get a good sweat session in the sauna, then that would be a forward health picture. So lower cost, $15 for 15 minutes a week, $30 for 30 minutes a week. And it's not typically covered by insurance, but I always look at the cost benefit analysis that way.
I like that. And Lisa, I've heard before, I really don't know it's to be true, but massages can help get rid of toxins.
Absolutely. As Jessica said, both sauna and massage increase the circulation throughout your body. And part of that circulation is your blood, and part of it is your lymph flow. And so if there are toxins floating around throughout your lymph system, massage will help that go to the drainage points. We encourage our clients to drink lots of water to flush that out. And it does relieve a lot, or alleviate a lot of the toxins that are in their body.
And, you know, I love learning that, Lisa, because, you know, again, like you said at the beginning, massage isn't just about coming like, oh, I need the stress help me feel better. It's really, again, a part of that holistic piece.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what about essential oils?
Well, actually, I just put one on the back of my neck if you saw me do that. This one's a blend called Brain Power. And seriously, I don't usually go to work until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I just felt like I needed a little bit of some help in my brain to help me keep going. I was taking notes on what Jessica was saying. It was amazing. And I was like, wow, I need to get with it. So I just put a couple drops of this on the back of my head. And it has frankincense in it. Mm-hmm. It has sandalwood in it. It has helichrysum, melissa. These are all some of the highest quality oils that can affect your body on a cellular level. And the frankincense, it can actually cross the blood-brain barrier to affect your brain, oxygenating parts of your brain to help it function better. So I use essential oils like medicine, really. A lot of people think of them just as, you know, it smells good, but they are plant oils. And I believe that all the plants are here for our purpose, for us to eat them, use them for making teas, to put them in our food. And I think all of that is meant to use what nature has for us for healing instead of pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I first heard about essential oils when my daughter was living in Japan. And so, you know, lots of plane flights, lots of germs, lots of those types of things. So we started using thieves and lemon, and it did an amazing job, you know, kind of proactive. So I love essential oils, and I love the side effect that they do smell good, but, you know, absolutely for other purposes. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take our second break. And when we come back, I would like to ask about IV therapy. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the final segment of Community Connection this morning. From Two Roads, we have Lisa Ennis and Jessica Alford, and they are giving us really good information, you know, kind of adding on to the Part B. Yesterday, we talked about mental health and counseling and mind-body connection, and today we're talking about massage therapy, facials, infrared, IV therapy, and the focus on self-care and proactive wellness. And I like that, proactive wellness, because, again, you're doing it up front instead of being reactive. So that's great. So what is IV therapy? I've heard about this a few times from Jen Slavik, and she keeps trying to convince me this is the way to go. So who can address it?
Jessica Alford here. I could probably talk about that. IV therapy is intravenous therapy. If you've ever been hospitalized and they put an IV in your vein, we run fluids through it, provide antibiotics, provide medicine through it. But here at Two Roads, we allow it as a space to provide nutrition, some nutrients that we may not have easily absorbed through our GI tract, because disrupted gut microbiome and absorption is a major challenge with a lot of people. And so it's a really convenient way to get nutrition and hydration right directly into the body. It is a slower process, so it takes about an hour, at least you'd want to set it aside to get the IV therapy. But if you didn't have that kind of time, we can do the same nutrients through IM intramuscular injection. So 15 minutes in and out, and it will go straight into the body to help absorb. Unfortunately, our gut health is just really compromised across the nation, and then factoring in nutrition, you really do have to have a really on par diet to even maybe hit the optimal levels of nutrients that we want to see. And as Lisa says, she is a farmer. That she could probably talk about that too, and so it's just really complementary to relaxation and just feeling hydrated and feeling your best self, and just in on the forward side of trying to help with your health and wellness.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that Jen told me about vitamin B, or I don't know, maybe I'm on the wrong. Are there different types of injections or intravenous therapy?
There are. So one that I give most frequently is Lipo Plus. It's Lipo Plus. It's got a combination of different things. But you're probably thinking like B12 that we can give alongside that. They're really great for energy formation in our cells. So then you feel hopefully a little bit energized after you take it. And then Lipo Plus is helpful for people who are trying to obtain weight loss goals and burn fat. There is an immune boosting IM and intravenous injections. And so it really gets kind of tailored to what you're looking for. Like if you feel a little bit like you have a cold or under the weather, then maybe we wouldn't give you Lipo Plus. But yeah, that's kind of the difference. There's differences on what we can give you.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica, same question. Is this something that's covered by insurance or is it self-pay? How does it work?
It is also self-pay. I have had a couple people try to submit like a super bill to their insurance to see if it could go towards their deductible at the very least, or maybe get reimbursed. I don't think that they have had too much luck, but it is typically self-pay, and the injection price, I don't have that off the top of my head, but it is self-pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good information, but, you know, again, just thinking about the whole proactive piece of it, I guess it's Lisa pay now or pay later, right? So Lisa, talk about that. That's exactly right.
Pay now.
Yeah. So Lisa, you know, talk about massage therapy and kind of the same question. Is this something that's self-pay? Is it for a half hour, hour? Is it done in Danville or where are you located?
We have a lot of options. We have massage at our Danville clinic, our Covington clinic, Champaign clinic, and we just hired a new person for our Muhammad clinic. So we have four locations with massage therapists currently. I have a few patients who have insurance coverage for their massage therapy. That usually goes through, from what I understand, the physical therapist has to be involved in some way for most insurances to get that taken care of. And luckily, we have an amazing physical therapist in Muhammad that we can consult with. And so two of my clients are having insurance coverage right now. They have fibromyalgia. They have to deal with that. So that's the kind of thing that's covered. More and more research is being done all the time. Every year, there are new reports put out that are furthering the benefits of massage with the medical profession. More doctors are starting to recommend it. So I do think it will be covered more and more in the future. Until then, we offer several different options. We have a 30-minute massage. It's $55. In that massage, it's most like if somebody's wanting to try it out for the first time, or if they have a shoulder that they just want me to focus just on that. If you want a little bit more time, 45 minutes is available. I think that's $70. And then for an hour massage, it is $85. And we also have a 90-minute massage, which gives you time to relax, have your whole body focused on, an entire full body massage, and maybe a few points that have some real serious needs focused on. That's $120 for an hour and a half.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That is really good information. My mind's jumping back to what you said about fibromyalgia. I just had a really good friend. She was diagnosed with that. So I'm going to be sure to pass this information on as something that may be useful to her.
Absolutely. It's for the one for the ones that I have met and working with those clients, it's the only thing that gives them relief. Like the medicine doesn't touch the kind of pain that they have. And it's not just it's the hands-on touch. It's the heat of the table. We have a table warmer that's therapeutic for those clients. And the oils can help a lot with nerve damage. So it really is the whole body that we're trying to address.
Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate it. One last thing. Jessica, what about facials?
Oh, they probably told you to ask me about it because I love getting a facial. Now, I can't necessarily set a time for it all the time, but if it's a real treat if you can enjoy a facial. It's you get a little bit of that massage in that upper neck and trap area, and I think that's probably my favorite part because, like most females, I store my stress there too. And then you get the skin benefits, and as we do get a little bit older, your skin becomes more delicate, and it's a really hands-on, gentle approach. And you can even sometimes you'll get a scalp massage with it, so. I feel like it's a great cherry on top, but it has also been really beneficial for lymphatic movement. So when your sinuses are just like you need some relief, or like your ears are feeling a little clogged, that could be a good time to get a good facial wrapped in. And you know, I don't know about Lisa if she does the facial component, but I was just going to comment, Lisa gets raving reviews for her massage. So if you want to go see Lisa for a massage, she'd be a wonderful person. So
good information. So final thing I'm going to throw out there because I'm almost out of time. You know, I think when men are listening to things like this, they're like, oh, that foo-foo women stuff. But, you know, not so. Who wants to address the man?
Oh, I will too. To get the men in my life to go get a massage and to enjoy this because they're hardworking and they need this just as much, if not ever, for sustainability to be your best self. Like, I really want men to set time aside for themselves too, because they need it. Just, it's not a woman thing. It's a body thing. It's for your health and trying to put our best foot forward. So Lisa, what are your thoughts on that?
I would say probably at least half of my clients are men. And once you accept the fact that it's not just for relaxation, but it's pain management, for sports massage, I do quite a bit of sports massage to help people who have reached a plateau and they want to break through that. And sometimes adding some length to their muscles and helping them to enhance their performance through massage is just the push that they need. So honestly, I think that's kind of, it's almost an older paradigm now. Like, I really do feel like half of my clients are men at this point, which is great. So we kind of need to stop thinking of it as just a foo-foo girl thing and think about how it affects your blood pressure, your muscle control, your mobility. It's really for everybody. And I feel like that's growing in that direction.
Okay, good information. Final thing, where would one start? What's the contact information? How do they learn more?
I would say go to our website at tworoadswellnessclinic.com. And from there, you can see all of the different locations that we have. And there are phone numbers for each individual location. And that's what I would recommend. Jessica, don't you think that's probably the best route to go?
Yeah, we also have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram page. On our website, we have a contact us to email us. We obviously have our phone lines to contact us. You can come in and see one of our locations. We are always happy, as long as a room's not being used. I love showing the infrared sauna and the setups for the facials, for the massage, and just kind of give you a tour if you just want to start there, just see what we have to offer. So come on in and we'll show you around.
Okay, good information. Ladies, we are actually out of time, but I thank you both. I thank Two Roads for being willing to give me 2 days of shows, because it's been very informative. And again, if you want to learn more, you know, just jump on one of the methods they said, or the tworoadswellnessclinic.com. We will be back in the morning. We're going to be speaking with David Burns, and he is a beekeeper. So it should be real interesting. We're going to learn more about natural stuff, ladies. So see you both around, and audience, I'll talk with you in the morning.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.